Welcome to today's deep dive, everybody. We're about to crack open the world of medical documentation.
We're talking everything from those good old-fashioned paper charts.
Oh, yeah, those things.
To the super-powered world of digital records.
It's like we're on a digital archaeological dig here.
That's a good way to put it.
Sifting through all your nursing school materials, you know, trying to unearth those nuggets of knowledge that'll help help you thrive in your healthcare career.
And let me tell you, there's a gold mine of info in here. Just fascinating how much these materials stress the importance of documentation. Like, it's not just about filling out forms. You know, it's the heart and soul of patient care.
Absolutely. So true. Okay. So let's break it down a bit for our listeners. We've got all these terms flying around. SOP, PIE, focus charting. Enough to make anyone's head spin.
Right. And we'll definitely dive into those.
For sure, for sure. But first, for someone who's just starting out, what's the most important thing to get about medical documentation?
You know, you hit the nail on the head. There's a lot of jargon to learn in this field.
Oh, tell me about it.
But when you really get down to it, documentation, it's all about communication. It's about painting a clear picture of the patient's health journey for everyone on the care team.
Like a team effort.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. Think of it like a relay race. Right, you've got to pass that baton of information smoothly from one healthcare provider to the next, make sure the patient crosses that finish line in tip-top shape.
Love that analogy. A relay race for health. Okay, so let's break down those charting methods you mentioned. We've got SEPIE, focus charting. Help us decode it all.
Absolutely. So let's start with SEP stands for Subjective Objective Assessment and Plan. Imagine you're a detective, right? Solving a medical mystery.
Ooh, I like this.
You're using SAP notes to organize your clues.
Yeah.
What the patient tells you, that's your subjective info. What you observe, your objective. Your diagnosis, that's the assessment. And your plan of action, well, that's the plan.
SOP notes the detective's toolkit. Makes it much easier to remember. Okay, so that's a really systematic way to approach things. Now, what about PIE and focus charting? How do those differ?
Another great question. So PIE, that's problem, intervention, evaluation, is more laser focused. You're zeroing in on specific patient problems, figuring out the interventions, and then seeing how well they're working, like a targeted mission for each health concern.
So PIE is all about taking aim and hitting those goals. Got it. What about focus charting? Our material mentioned something about a DAR format, right?
Spot on. Focus charting uses DAR data, action, response. It's a bit more adaptable than the other methods, I'd say. You're basically documenting the key data points, what actions were taken, and how the patient responded.
So it's kind of like documenting the cause and effect and then how the patient is, you know, reacting to everything.
Exactly.
Interesting. So it seems like each method has its own strengths. Is one inherently, like, better than the others, or is it more about the situation?
You know, that's the million-dollar question, and honestly, there's no one right answer. It often boils down to the healthcare setting, how complex the patient's condition is, even just the preferences of the healthcare providers.
So it's less about finding the perfect method and more about finding the right tool for the job, right?
Exactly. It's about knowing your tools and using them effectively to provide the best possible care for your patients.
It's like we're upgrading from, like, carrier pigeons to instant messaging when we're talking about patient information, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Faster, more connected, and hopefully way less chicken scratch to decipher.
Absolutely.
But what are some of the big differences EHRs bring compared to those, like, massive paper charts?
Well, for one thing, imagine having all of a patient's medical information in one easily accessible spot.
Right.
No more rummaging through stacks of paper, no more squinting at faded ink. EHRs, they give you this centralized platform.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone on the care team, doctors, nurses, pharmacists, specialists, they can all access the same up-to-date info.
So it's like this huge boost for communication and coordination.
Okay. Yeah.
No more playing phone tag or relying on sticky notes, huh?
Exactly.
But I imagine this digital shift also comes with its own, you know, its own set of hurdles. Our listener is stepping into a world where data privacy, that's a big deal. What are some of the potential downsides, maybe concerns that have popped up with EHRs?
You're absolutely right to bring that up. I mean, it's like with great power comes great responsibility, right?
Right.
And protecting patient privacy, that's like the top priority. One of the biggest challenges with EHRs is making sure that sensitive medical information stays secure in this digital world.
Okay, yeah. Because we are talking about protecting some seriously personal stuff from, you know, those cyber threats and data breaches.
Oh, absolutely. And those are real concerns these days.
It's a little unnerving when you really think about it. It makes you realize how important cybersecurity is in healthcare. So how do EHR systems, how do they actually tackle those concerns and keep patient data safe from, like, you know, the bad guys?
You've got to think of it like building a digital fortress around that information. You know what I mean?
Okay.
EHR developers, they use this layered approach to security. So you've got encryption that basically scrambles the data, makes it unreadable without the right key.
Yeah.
Then you've got really strict access controls, so you're limiting who can actually see and change the information.
So not just anybody can get in there.
Exactly. And they're also constantly running security checks to find and fix any weak spots.
Okay, so they've got, like, multiple layers of protection in place.
Right.
That's reassuring. But all this talk about security, it makes me wonder about the user experience. Have healthcare professionals, has it been hard for them to go from paper charts to these new digital systems?
It's definitely been a learning curve, I'm not going to lie.
Yeah.
Some healthcare professionals, they found the switch to EHRs a little bit tricky. Some systems, they can be pretty complicated.
Right.
And it can take more time to navigate, especially for those who are, you know, very used to paper charts. And then there's this thing called alert fatigue. It's like this constant barrage of notifications. And it can actually be overwhelming for healthcare providers.
Because you can miss the important things when everything seems important, right?
Exactly. Okay. Yeah, exactly.
So it's like walking a tightrope. You want to use tech for efficiency, but you don't want to drown healthcare providers in a sea of digital noise.
You hit the nail on the head. Finding that balance, it's crucial. And that's why ongoing training and making sure those systems are user-friendly, those are so important.
Right.
Technology is always evolving, so EHR systems are constantly being tweaked to make them easier to use and tackle those challenges.
Speaking of evolving tech, our material mentions this thing called predictive analytics. It sounds like something out of a sci-fi movie, to be honest.
Yeah.
What is predictive analytics and how does it fit into all this data we're gathering in EHRs?
Think of it like having a crystal ball for healthcare.
Oh.
It's taking all that data from the EHRs, combining it with other things like someone's lifestyle choices, maybe their genes, and then using all that to spot patterns and risks. And the goal is to catch things early and come up with really personalized care plans.
Wow. So we're not just treating illnesses. We're trying to, like, predict them and stop them before they even happen.
Exactly.
Can you give us an example of how this might actually work? Like, paint us a picture.
Sure, sure. Imagine a patient with a history of heart disease, right?
Okay.
Now, predictive analytics, it can look at their EHR data, things like their past diagnoses, medications, lab results, and then combine that with information on their lifestyle. You know, like, do they exercise? What do they eat?
Uh-huh.
And by analyzing all that, it could help figure out if they're at high risk for another cardiac event.
Okay.
So it's like this early warning system. Healthcare providers can step in proactively, maybe adjust their meds, suggest some lifestyle changes, maybe even recommend more screenings, all to hopefully prevent a serious situation down the line.
That's incredible. It's like we're shifting from reactive care to proactive care, like anticipating problems before they even show up.
Yeah.
It seems like the possibilities are endless.
They really are. Predictive analytics, it has the potential to completely change healthcare in so many ways. I mean, think about it, personalizing treatments based on someone's genes, getting better at managing chronic diseases, even making sure hospitals use their resources the best way possible. And honestly, we're just scratching the surface of what this technology can do.
It sounds like it's a really exciting time to be entering the healthcare field with all this tech changing the game. But even with all this talk about data and algorithms, we can't forget that healthcare, it's really about human connection. It's about compassion, empathy. Understanding those things are the foundation of patient care. So how do we balance this incredible potential of technology with the human element of healthcare? How do we make sure we're not losing sight of that human connection in this increasingly digital world? It really does feel like we're at this crossroads where, like, super advanced technology meets that core human element of compassion, you know?
Yeah, and what's interesting is that it doesn't have to be one or the other.
Right.
We can have both. Technology, when it's used right, it should actually make those human interactions even stronger, not replace them.
So it's about finding that balance, right, where those two worlds work together, the high-tech tools and the human touch.
Exactly.
Our material actually talks about a great example of this, the bedside report. Can you tell us more about that?
Oh, the bedside report, yeah. That's a perfect example of blending technology and human connection. Traditionally, when nurses would switch shifts, you know, they might just have a quick chat at the nurse's station, right?
Yeah.
But the bedside report, it changes things up. It brings that conversation right to the patient's bedside.
Oh, wow.
It keeps them in the loop.
I bet that makes the patient feel much more involved.
It really does. It makes a huge difference. They're not just receiving care. They're part of the conversation.
It's like saying, hey, you're part of this team too.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And it's not just good for the patient. It helps the care team too. Everyone feels more connected, more responsible. It's this beautiful mix of efficiency and patient-centered care.
I love that. So we've covered a ton of ground in this deep dive, from understanding those different charting methods to exploring the potential of predictive analytics. It's been quite a journey.
It has.
But before we wrap things up, what's one key takeaway you'd want our listener to remember about medical documentation, especially with how much things are changing?
That's a good one. I think the most important thing is to always be learning. Healthcare is constantly evolving, right? Just when you think you've got a handle on the latest technology or charting system, something new comes along.
Always a new challenge.
Right. So stay curious. Never be afraid to ask questions. That's what's going to make you a better healthcare professional.
Couldn't agree more. Healthcare is always changing, and the tools we use are changing right along with it.
Exactly. And the best part is that all this change, all the data we're gathering, it's all about giving the best possible care to our patients.
Well said. It's an incredible time to be in healthcare, that's for sure.
Absolutely. It's been great joining you for this deep dive.
And a huge thank you to you, our listeners, for joining us on this journey as well. We've explored the world of medical documentation, from those paper charts to cutting-edge digital records. And I think it's clear, this isn't just about paperwork. It's the backbone of good, compassionate care. So until next time, keep those brains buzzing.